Blog Talk Radio.
Mad or glad, Monday, inner sight around the world. Welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And later on in this broadcast, I'll tell the world the story of how I know, how I witnessed that the medical profession is not doing everything that they can to protect people and to save people from this virus. That's a story that I'm going to tell tonight. All right, inner sight around the world, mad or glad, and I'm damn mad at the medical profession. You know, not one word that I know of, that I've heard of bringing in people who have other types of healing. You know, I mean, what about acupuncture for the lungs, you know, and to prevent the virus from getting that bad? Our deepest prayers to the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. You know, for many, many years, England oppressed the blind. And I hope they didn't go back to it. I haven't checked recently. But, see, that's where inner sight is different. We don't hold grudges, you know. That was that, and now is now. But I urge the British government, England, can you hear me? British government, can you hear us? We go to you. I urge the British government or anyone connected. I don't have international calling, otherwise I'd call Downing Street myself. Anyone connected with Mr. Johnson, we urge you, wild oil of oregano, it certainly can't hurt the man. It helps you to breathe, clears the passages. It's very good for the lungs. And it's very good to reduce symptoms of the virus. I'm not a doctor. I'm not in that. But find a way to get it to him and in him. You know, maybe a couple of drops in the. If he's in intensive care, he probably has intravenous. A couple of drops in the intravenous. Intravenous, why not? Wild oil of oregano, England. Give it a try. If the man is in intensive care, he's on critical. And we're sorry to hear that. You heard it on Inner Sight. And I don't think anyone else, other than maybe Gary Knoll, call for such treatment or therapy with this substance. So I hope and pray that somebody hears us out there. All right, inner sight around the world, mad or glad Monday. And I'm glad that there are natural substances and healing that people can hook into, you know. I was very disturbed tonight to hear on the Reuters news that, according to some information, that African-American people are more vulnerable to this virus. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm only telling you what I heard on the Reuters. But here again, the wild oil of oregano, does that mean you're never going to get a virus? No. It means you'll protect yourself to a large degree. And it means that you, if you do get it, you can get a mild version. Now, keep in mind, please, that if people have pre-existing medical trouble, diabetes, heart disease, liver, kidney, you know, it's a much bigger risk and it's much more difficult for these natural therapies to work. And if you've been, if you take drugs, it's harder for them to. Drugs is harder for them to work.
Oh, I agree.
So keep in mind, you know, the wild oil of oregano as a preventative, and I would get some and start taking it.
I didn't take my flu shot this year, and so far I haven't gotten anything, so that's a good thing.
You didn't take what?
No. I didn't take the flu shot this year.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't. That's a good thing. Well, it just proves one thing. I don't. But, you know, I don't know about this coronavirus, but I would like to find out more about, you know, more organic fruits, vegetables and stuff and things like that, and do things a little bit more naturally. And I would love if the government started using more, you know, people who were natural healers, you know?
Well, you're not going to get it from the American Medical Association. They're too interested in money.
I don't know. There were a couple of doctors who were talking about it today, from all ends of the spectrum. And one guy said, listen, we all know that the immunity is going to be boosted by what we eat. We all know it. What we eat and what we take on supplementation and stuff like that. You're not going to get anything better than our natural immunity. This is one guy who believes in science, too. And I was surprised.
Yeah, well, you're going to get individuals, but as a whole, I'm talking about as a whole, American Medical Association is not going to endorse this stuff because they don't want to share the money.
Well, what they should do. Now, if you hear me right, they could make money off of this if they play their cards right. They should standardize it and just make money off of it like they make money off of all the other stuff.
Well, right? They're not going to make as much as they're making now.
That's right, still, you know, I mean, imagine
that,
if they say, it is a man, yeah. Because a healer is not supposed to make money in a way that way. Am I supposed to get five cars and four houses? No. That's not what it's all about, being a healer.
Yeah,
you know,
well, we've said that many times.
Maybe that's just me. You know, if you want, I wouldn't mind paying your bills. That I wouldn't mind doing. You know, all your medical school bills, they have that, you know. Where they pay all their medical school bills and stuff like that, the government pays it. They do have that if you work in an underprivileged area. Or even now, if you work in these hospitals that are fighting this, why can't they excuse some of their loans? Why can't they? The government should do that. You know, there's a lot of things broken with the system. Broken, broken.
Excusing people's loans is not going to help the people that have the virus.
No, it ain't. It really isn't. Yeah. And what's even worse is a lot of these people are coming down with it, too. These healthcare workers who are fighting hard to keep these people alive. Now, you might not say that they're fighting hard enough, but you got to understand, they only know one way, okay? And what they've been taught is one way.
Well, ignorance is no excuse.
It's true, true.
Yeah,
but
it's no excuse.
Let me say something. There's one nurse that I see every weekend who goes to the acupuncturist, and she's an acupuncturist. She wants to become an acupuncturist, too. So she's a nurse practitioner, and she wants to become an acupuncturist, too. And let me tell you, this woman is phenomenal because she knows the traditional, and she knows now the alternative healing. She knows what to do with the medicine, how to bring you off the medicine, and how to, you know, get you onto the alternative, which I find to be the best marriage between both worlds. When I used to go, and I can't go anymore because the school
and
is closed
now. She better be careful that the medical profession doesn't get rid of her.
That's it.
Blackboard.
That's it. That's right. I said to her that.
Well, that can happen
very
easily.
You know what she
said?
And then there's, I know. And there's a physical therapist who does that too, who's in the same class as her. A lot of them are doing it now. A lot of them. But it's hard for them, both of them.
Some people, some doctors do it on a sneak.
Yeah.
You know? Some do it under the banner of something else.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Sad.
They have to be afraid. They have to hide. They have to. They're like renegades.
And some overtly do it. I know one doctor who overtly does it. Seriously. But he it cost so much money to go to him. A lot of money. Yeah.
Well,
$250 a visit. I can't afford it.
He's a medical doctor, but he prescribes other things.
Yeah, he does. He prescribes chelation therapy with vitamin. Then he, right when he's doing the chelation, at the same time he's infusing vitamins, and he also got into stem cell as well. I was benefiting from him, but I can't do it. I can't afford it. I can't even afford a pot to piss in. I really can't. I can't afford him.
All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East Keto Rescue. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. And give them a call, find out what the status of their operation is through all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Big East Akita Rescue. .org. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch over them, take care of them, cherish them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and all the others deserved better treatment than they got.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, cat food, dog food, 631-484-3085. And we remember the Long Island Connection. I think it's Long Island Connection.org, or they may have a Facebook. That's Terry, Bobby, and Rocco in that group, and who I believe started it. All right, around the world, Inner Sight on the Mad or Glad Monday. By the way, the phone number here, 213-816-1650. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I got an automated phone call tonight, second time, from the supervisor here in the town of Islip. You know, nice lady. You know, but I mean, so stupid. You know, reminding you to wash your hands.
Yeah, you know why? They just got a big increase of patients that now Manhattan isn't the highest anymore. You know where the highest is? Suffolk County. Very bad.
I
heard it on the governor's address this morning, and Suffolk County is starting to be higher than daily count is higher than Manhattan's daily count.
Yeah. But it's common sense, you know.
We
wash
know
your
that.
Hands,
we all know that. But it's everybody.
They're telling you to wear a mask and gloves. Well, you know, that's weird.
They want you when you go out, like say to like a to not say you had it, right? Or you are a carrier and you don't know it. They don't want you to transmit it to other people. That's basically what it's about. Not that you. You know, you're protecting yourself. No, you're protecting from giving it to somebody else. Basically, that's what they're
trying to do.
Well,
there's a better way to protect you, to say you don't give it to other people. Don't get near them.
That too.
Don't get near them. Don't breathe on them.
That's right.
Don't sneeze on them.
That's right.
You know, carry your tissues, and if you have to sneeze, boom, you pop out that tissue, and it's right there.
Right.
You know, stay
away
from...
Sometimes you're in a situation, like, say, for example, you go in a supermarket, for example, you have to run in and run out, you're on a line to check out. You have no choice there.
Yeah.
That's a hard situation, Frank. know.
No, not
so,
if you stay apart, keep people apart.
Yeah, but people are really...
They're telling you 6 feet.
Yeah, but
they mentioned
people
that, too, on the automated.
Yeah, yeah, but they're stupid. They come up right against you. They do. They are really stupid. They are.
Yeah, but you know
they
the thing that bothers me? Okay, the town, what makes me mad, the town calls people, right? Many of whom are elderly and disabled, you know. Not one damn word about, can we help you? Do you need any help? Do you need anything? You know,
that's what it is. Yeah.
Why isn't the town putting up a GoFundMe to raise money to help people who are disabled and elderly? Who can't get around?
We should suggest it to both towns.
They don't do a damn thing.
Both,
oh, I
both
have
Nassau
suggested.
And Suffolk. We have to suggest it again. We have to
many,
do it again and again and again and again and again. We have to suggest it to the governor, period.
Yeah, right.
When we call tomorrow.
You know.
That's what we have to do.
I mean, it's insulting to think that I'm so stupid that I don't know to wash my hands and
no, you're not stupid. I got the same message. I did, but I got it from Nassau County.
I don't appreciate
message.
Those kinds of messages without
don't
real
forget
help
to wash your hands. Stay 6 feet from the next person. Make sure you wear a mask covering. Make sure that one person from your one person from your family is designated to go out. That's another one I got on that on that big long speech.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. And sorry, nothing about wild olive oregano, though, huh?
No, nothing about anything.
Nothing about
nothing,
that.
Anything about, you know, organic stuff or wild olive oregano.
Or how to build up your immune system.
Nothing.
You know, nothing about that, right?
But no. And it's funny, that guy said I've been getting emails left and right about zinc and, you know, all different things and diets on what to do and asking me. I'll tell you what to do. He said the Mediterranean diet is one diet if you want to experiment with the diet, and zinc is good, and he started, and zinc is right in wild oil of oregano. Where is it? Right in wild oil of oregano. So he's right. Yes, he's right. That guy who I was telling you that I, you know, listened
to
today.
You have to eat things that are going to protect you.
That's right.
You know. All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad Monday, and... let's see. We have any? Oh, why don't you do the Able News, and then I'll do a couple more.
Okay.
About friends.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. While I'm doing this, can you look up the service dog petition? I'd like to see if there's any movement on it. Be interesting.
Okay.
We haven't looked at that in a while. All right. Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, and my good friend Anthony Kennedy, who hopefully will be back in business soon. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County, New York. And let's see, you can reach them. They're working remotely, so if you need any advice, you know, about disabled stuff, 631-880-7929, Silo, all right? And I want to thank our good friends at Suffolk Bus for their donations. Really greatly appreciated. All right, around the world, inner sight, mad or glad Monday. What's that voice I hear in the background?
I don't know. Hold on, let me see. If hubby has a TV on in the other room, I can't
hear.
You
got to turn
let
that
me check.
Down.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he does. I'm going to ask because I can't hear anything.
I hear something.
Hold on. All right, hang on.
Around the world, inner sight, the number here, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, voice of mad or glad, anything you're glad about or mad about, put it right here on inner sight and our website, innersight.info. All right? And, you know, as we've said many, many times, don't let this virus intimidate you. Protect yourself. Good hygiene, very important.
Okay.
All right. Now, what did
okay,
you get
I
the
got
petition?
A total? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still calculating. Give it a second.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I don't know. We'll
I mean,
see.
It'd be nice if we'd calculate for the whole show.
Yeah, right.
All right. Inner sight, and, you know.
Okay, 76,000. You ready? 145.
Yeah. Oh, it went up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it went up.
Yeah,
all right, I think it's outrageous mm-hmm. that the governor has to do a survey to find out
yeah.
if people are more protected in their own apartment as opposed to nursing homes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a waste of time.
I know.
And money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money that could be used to help get people out. I mean, it's common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You get horrible care in a nursing home. You get horrible food. You deteriorate medically. You know, you don't get, if you want anything natural, or you know, like we talk about the oil of oregano, you got to do it on a sneak because they don't let you take it.
Right.
You know, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible situation. Just get the people out of there. Don't waste
yeah.
your time. And you know, doing assessments is wasting more time. And more people can become infected.
Right.
While they're doing that.
Yeah.
So it's a waste of time. And try to stay away from those damn hospitals. That's the worst thing you could do. Now this guy, we talked about him at the outset of the show. Johnson from England. You
yeah.
know. Now mm-hmm. in intensive care. The report I heard on the Reuters. Well, when he went into the hospital, it looks like he got worse.
Yeah.
They put him in intensive care. He wasn't in intensive care when he went in. Now it appears to me that he got worse. You know? I made an appeal at the beginning of the show, by the way, to England. We're heard in England to get him some oil of oregano. You know? That's probably going to fall on, excuse me, deaf ears.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody hears it or anybody that can, you know, reach Mr. Johnson, our prayers are with him. You need him in them.
Yeah.
Especially in a hospital.
Mm.
All right, inner sight, any callers?
Yes, our advocate, who's always nursing home advocate, Maureen.
All right. Anyone else?
Nope, just Maureen.
Just the one. All right, let's take a phone call from Maureen on Meta. Go ahead. Monday.
Okay, here she comes.
Around the world, inner sight.
If I could let it open. Hold on. Here it is. Hey.
All right.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hello. All right. What was that about the governor and a survey about nursing homes? I missed that.
Yeah, well, I heard the other day, And I was really kind of upset about it. Because remember when I posted all that stuff and I kept posting back to back about, you know, get rid of the nursing homes, replace, you know, all that stuff, and replacing with apartments, you know, the yada yada, what we've always been saying, right? So then now he says, you know, to actually he wants to do an evaluation if people are better in their homes or better in the nursing homes, meaning if they are better getting the coronavirus.
Why don't you just check in, Governor, and find out?
Yeah, exactly. But if they get,
you know,
if they're more likely to get coronavirus, check in to get coronavirus from in their house, or if they're, it's easier for them to get coronavirus in the nursing home.
Right. Well, you know, I've been saying the past few days, I think why so many people are getting sick, all by the thousands and all, is because instead of staying home, even if they had a fever, they said to stay home, you know, they've been going to the hospital and they've been getting worse because they've been going by the sicker people. That's what I've been thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you.
They should have stayed away from the hospital.
I don't doubt it.
That's where they got
it. I really don't. I don't doubt it.
That was the
mistake. Stay away from the damn
hospital.
I said to my husband, I will not go to the hospital unless I'm dying, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing CPR.
You don't want to die in a hospital.
No.
That's the worst place to die.
I want to die at home.
And this was another statement. You know, the ship wasn't going to be for corona patients.
No,
that was going to be for non-corona. And so was the Japanese. The Javits was going to be
Can you go up to the speakerphone, please?
Oh, sorry. I was open to it. Sorry.
Didn't hear your last comment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said the ship and the Javits Center, they both were supposed to be for non-corona patients. But now they're going to be used for corona patients. So this is the thing today, too, during the speech. Because there's so few non-corona patients. Because, you know, there haven't been any traffic accidents. Believe me, I've been in the hospital the past 8 years many times. And it's not just people that are in car accidents. There's lots of different reasons why you're in the hospital. So what happened to all those people?
They're afraid.
How can you say, the hospitals have hardly any non-corona patients?
You know what it is? They're afraid to go to the hospital. People, their doctors are keeping them out of the hospital. They're giving them medicine. So it just goes to show you, doctors can keep people out of the hospital. Seriously.
Well, yeah, because I think they're getting worse in the hospitals. Definitely. If you go to somewhere
the
where there's all infected people.
The other thing is that I'm wondering about, and this may not come out until months later, if they do autopsies, how many people they say have died from the virus who died from something else?
Like
that's what I was thinking, too. What if
a
person had a stroke or a heart attack or some underlying reason they were there? And they'll be blaming it on the corona.
What they're doing is, from what I heard, is as soon as the person walks in, this is what's happening over at most of the ERs, they're immediately doing the swab. I saw it on the news. They had a full thing on two different New York hospitals, one having all the state funding and all the help, and the other not having as much, right? And
yeah, but without an autopsy, you really
way.
Don't know the cause of death.
Well, they swabbed the person's mouth, and that tests supposedly...
How accurate is that?
Well, within 5 minutes, it's supposed to tell you if the person has coronavirus.
Yeah, right. You believe? I don't believe that.
But they've had, what is that called? False negatives, too, they've had and everything.
No,
they've
these
had false
are
negatives.
Tests than the last one. This is a brand new test that they've come out with. It's based on the DNA of it. So that's what I've been told. That's all. I know.
Well, there's a lot of things that are
going to
come out that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me.
So then, okay, then let's play devil's advocate that way, Frank, okay? If you say that, how do you know? How do you know when somebody's dead after the virus is dead? Okay, usually virus don't last in a dead body. How do you know?
You got to do an autopsy, you can tell.
Even if you do an autopsy, viruses die after the host is dead.
That doesn't matter. You can still tell what killed the person, usually, most of the
time. No, you can't. My sister
sure you can.
Passed
Ask any
away.
Pathologist.
Wait, not really. Because my sister passed away of an unknown cause. You know why? They suspected they said nonspecific myocarditis, which is usually caused by a virus. But they're still not sure to this very day. So you know what's on her birth certificate, her death certificate? It said, natural causes. When does a 9-year-old or 8.5-year-old die of natural causes?
Well, that's because they believe it's natural to die.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's what they believe in.
Well, that's exactly what was on an 8.5-year-old's thing, natural causes.
Mm.
They couldn't find anything else, so they had to put something down.
That's right. Mm. And I have an unknown, unexplained disability. You know? So it's two mysterious things that have never been solved. I'll find out when I go up to God. I'll say, oh, you have this, you know? That's what's going to happen.
All right, there's a reason for everything. It may not always come out, but there is a reason for it.
I know the reason. I would have not ever met or been disabled, and I would have never been on this mission, I think, if I never was disabled. So I think that would be true. Yeah. But I still would have helped people. I'm a helping personality, but I don't think to the extent that I am now vested, you know, because I already have it. Different having it and being outside to it, I think. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maureen, how's your mom?
Well, I'm told she's okay. I talked to the one CNA earlier, and she said she's doing good. So this is all I know. I'm told every night she's doing good. I hope so.
Nobody can bring her
to
the phone?
In person, though.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
Nobody can bring her to
lockdown.
A phone? That's crazy.
The floor's in lockdown, so.
Still?
Supposedly it's all in lockdown. The lady from recreation, which I have to call her tomorrow, the nice lady, she said the other day, one of the CNAs just put in their cell phone just to say hi. And we can't stoop. We can't stoop to that level, she was told. We can't stoop to that level. How is that stooping to a level so that a patient can speak to her loved one and vice versa? That's stooping to some level.
Well, if she has a phone and only she uses the phone, how is that hurting anybody else?
No, she doesn't
get
a have
phone
a phone.
Put in. Really
I
get
said
a phone
if she ha- if they got her one.
Right.
Oh,
if
well,
they
can't get it now because no one can go into the room to put the phone in. So that's where we are.
Yeah, you could put
that's
on one of those monkey suits and go in there and put a jack in. What's the big deal?
I mean, I don't know why somebody from maintenance can't do it.
They got
the suits anyone...
anyway, don't they? Walking around the building.
Quarantine suits, Frank?
What?
You mean the
quarantine suits, right?
Yeah, whatever they call them. You know, put
I,
on
I
all those damn
the,
suits and go
the...
in there and put a jack in there.
I called the head social worker the other day, and I asked, her name is Maureen, too, and I said, Maureen, how many people there have this? Oh, I don't know, Maureen. I said, you're the head social worker, and you don't know how many people in the building have this virus?
Well,
so they're just not telling.
I think we ought to do something about that. You are entitled to know that, at least.
I know. So then she puts me through to the other one, who I have no idea what her title actually is, and I get the same story from her. I mean, they have to tell family members, I do believe, right? How many people have it? I mean, I'm not asking who
they
are.
Told,
I'm just
you're
asking.
Not asking who they are. No.
That's right.
And they don't want me
I
to
just,
start going off on them.
They let them say
I'm sorry. Because I don't get profane, but I will start going off on them.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
we're
I'm
not
asking
well, that's
for
another
the
reason
spy.
Why the... Excuse me. That's another reason why the nursing home is dangerous, Could you can't get a straight answer out of these people?
No, you can't.
That's right. That's right.
We're not asking for the person's date of birth, their social security number.
Their blood type. I mean, nothing. We're not asking any of that.
You're not going to get that answer if the person is at home, are you?
No.
No, we know the answer because they'd be the only one there.
Yeah.
And we'd be able to be with our loved ones.
Yeah,
right.
You know?
And we would be the only ones going in and out, and our loved one would be there with, say, one CNA who would be not CNA, but a PCA
aid.
Who would be working with that person. Yeah, one person, because that's how they've been working it. One person to one, you know, to one patient, you know.
That's right.
And if you
had
the money, you could hire somebody that you know and respect and somebody who is close to the person.
CD Pass services, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe she could even hire you. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody who understands and who would protect the person.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Best you could. Yeah. And bring her out in the sun.
Yeah.
Sunshine,
man. Exactly.
Put a mask on her face so she doesn't give it to anybody else. Sorry, I had a laugh at that.
Well, here's what I want to know. How long after this are we going to have to, say we who never had it, how long are we supposed to wear these masks if we are still carriers?
Well, they said this. We don't know if this thing is going to mutate.
Oh, I know. If this comes back again, forget it.
So now this thing mutates. Now, here's the funny thing. All right, this has been dating back to now. Coronavirus, in and of itself, this guy was explaining, is part of the common cold, is part of SARS, is part of H1N1, is part of Ebola, is part of all these viruses. Okay, but now the difference is that this new corona, the novel coronavirus of 2019, that's why it's COVID-19, that's the identification of it. It has mutated, and it's a vengeance. It's like it's wreaked havoc on mostly the respiratory center of people, and it does present in other ways too, which is really bizarre. Like one guy went in and he thought he was having a heart attack, but it was all coronavirus. Another person went in and all they had was stomach upset, and it was coronavirus. It was very bizarre, you know. So, just very, very bizarre.
No,
you know?
I didn't hear, stomach part was, you know, anything connected with this. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, you just got to be real careful with how you come in, go out. Just wash your hands. That's all. Wash your hands.
It's on my Jitterbug, they give the whole rundown. I just have to skip over it now. I just press the keys and I have to listen to wash your hands.
I can't listen to it anymore.
First of all, you should be known to cover your nose and your mouth when you sneeze anyway. That should be a given all along.
You're
supposed
to learn that in elementary school.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly. So these are just basic things that you should be doing normally. But
anyway.
Yeah, the other day I went to the bank. They were only letting two people in at a time Friday.
Yeah.
They don't want to be afraid of a robbery.
I know.
They go in with a mask. Forget it.
Well, I go in with my mask and I hand the teller my note because I write everything big how I want it. I said, this ain't a stick up. This is just what
Boy,
I need.
Boy, that looks like
I can't
a robbery.
See well.
A mask, a note.
Do you at least come in with a cane or no?
I had my cane. I had my cane.
Oh, good,
and I had my note and I had my mask. I
got
the
gun in the cane. Look out. The cane robber. There she is, folks. Get her. That's the one. That's the cane robber.
I think you'd be in pretty big trouble if you went in with the note and the mask.
I did. I had my mask and my note, but I had my cane. I go there all the time anyway.
It was okay.
Like a James Cagney movie, you know.
And then I couldn't sit in there like I usually do and wait for my accessor ride, so I had to wait a while because I timed it so that if the bank was busy, I had to wait out that day, and it was kind of rainy, misty like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you can't
wait
anywhere.
A while.
Yeah, you can't stay anywhere anymore.
Usually I can wait in the bank, but I couldn't. Now the food
well, you
store
have
is
done
only letting a few people in.
Can you bring a chair out at least so I could sit outside?
Yeah, I know.
A small chair,
know,
a folding chair maybe?
Yeah, no, I just waited there.
Hey, here's a question. What do they do if a person goes into a place, you know, you buy the food, and you refuse to leave? It's cold out, you know. Now it's getting warm. Mm. But you stand there, and you go over to one of the tables. You know, they got some of the tables up against the wall, and all that, and you start eating your food. What do they do? Call the police?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
and
the police were actually
cops,
there the other day.
Wait, even better.
Wait a minute. One at a time. What do the cops do?
They fine you.
I said, the
fine
cops
you.
Were actually by Food Town the other day watching the people going in.
Yeah, wait. There's something new now. The fine was $500. Now it has been upped, Frank, to $1,000.
Well, people don't have money. How do they expect them to pay a fine? Doesn't make sense.
No, this is the fine if you if you
don't.
But kids are still
abide.
Playing basketball when they shouldn't be,
yeah,
so that's why you had to close
but
the park.
But anything
thing.
You do not listen, you are fined. So if you don't pay the fine,
but there's no court.
Going
how can you be fined?
You will be fined.
You have to have your day in court.
You'll be fined, and if you don't pay the fine, you will. Expect to be late on your fine, and you'll be institutionalized in an area that you don't want to be institutionalized in.
What are you talking about?
You'll be jailed, Frank. Where else do you wear silver bracelets?
They're not putting people. The places are closed. There's
Frank,
no courts. How can you find somebody without a court?
They
if
give you
give
a
somebody
ticket.
A fine in this country, they have to go to court, have to have their day in court.
Frank, he said it today on TV, Governor Cuomo, that he will be fining people who do not obey by the rules.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not going to get their day in court. Sure, he can fine them.
They'll get their day in court.
That doesn't
but I
mean they're
when.
Going to be that they're going to be found guilty. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, but
$1,000
is pretty steep, don't you think?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, but people don't have that kind of money. They'll wind up paying $20 a month.
Yeah, right.
Or less.
Right. All right.
Sure. How are you going to get $1,000 if somebody doesn't have it?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, you know what he said? There are people dying in the hospitals, you know, being saved by our first responders, our nurses and everything, and our doctors, and they're working their hardest, and then they go back to their families, and it's not fair. They give it to their family members. This is not fair. This is really not fair that they're working their hardest to do whatever they can, you know, and you guys are being selfish. No, this is not right, so I'm raising the fine.
I think the governor's being selfish by not allowing natural healing to come in and preventative.
Well,
it worked
no
two
idea.
Ways, you know.
We should have recommended to him.
It worked two ways.
We should recommend that to him.
You know, he's not allowing those people to protect themselves as much as possible by not getting the natural healers to set
what
up a committee
is get,
and let them know what to do.
Tell them a committee. There should be a committee of all types of healers. Period.
Damn right.
Just tell them not only natural healers, because I know they'll be immediately, what it call, put their hands up. If you say all types of healers, they'll put in acupuncturists, natural healers, all different types of medicine men. You know, it'll be everybody, I think. You know, I think it'd be better that way.
I have a better idea for the governor instead of a fine. Because a fine's not going to get them out of there. You get a big yoke, see, and the cops can stand off 6-8 feet, and put the thing around them and say, come on, outside, come on, and direct them out like you would a horse.
No.
That
won't happen.
Do.
Yeah, how are you going to do that in a building, though?
What do you mean, how are you going to do? You go in with the equipment. You have folding, something that folds up. You go in, you open it up, you put it around
you
them.
You put it around the person's head? What are you going to do? That's for a horse.
No, you put it around their body like a belt.
Oh,
you know,
like a horse.
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like a horse.
That's what they
I
should do.
I can envision this now.
That would
what
work
What are you
going to
get up and ride the person then? Like a horsey?
No. You lead them out the door. Say, come on, out.
I
let's
know.
Go.
I'm just busting you now. Giddy up. Friday.
They
want
to get the person out, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
You know, here's the summons. You know, the person can say, all right, I got the summons. I'll go to court and let's see what the judge
says. He actually said, we don't need the money, but I want to send a message. That's what he said. Just like that.
We don't need the money.
We don't need the money.
Disabled people need the money.
Well, he should take that money and put it right for the disabled is what he should do.
Right.
How about this? He should take the money and put it for the people to get out of the nursing homes and people to get the service dogs' medical care, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two things that we've been really
all
fighting
right.
for.
Mm-hmm. Inner sight around the world. And who gets these fines?
State.
That's the other question.
State?
Huh?
State.
No, I mean people who gets fined? People that are in a place and they refuse to leave, is that it?
Or say somebody goes to a beach and they're like all crowded up and they're not doing what they're supposed to and they refuse to leave and they're drunk and partying and playing volleyball or basketball.
Oh, well, the beach
in a park.
Be fine now with people anyway.
Yeah, like that. And you've seen them all over the city, he said.
All right, inner sight. Around the world. Maureen, anything else?
No, I just hope it's over soon and we can get our lives back and see our moms again and be with them.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait. I will bring my mom outside and we'll sit and enjoy a little picnic, even though it's going to be right near the area. I can't bring her too far because of my physical health, but at least she'll be in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do that. You know?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's just horrible.
I think she had it, honestly, right before. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I went into the hospital, and I'm lucky I gowned up and I put a mask on myself when she had that. Remember that flu-like thing I was telling you guys about?
Mm-hmm.
And she had that high fever.
Lucky
she
you got out.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got out.
Yeah.
I
all
did
right.
not
just
go into
know,
the room
just
all the
didn't
way.
Know what it was at that time, right?
Exactly.
You just didn't know.
That's exactly it. I want her to get an antibody test. I really do. When it comes out.
Mm.
I want to find out. Mm. It'll make me feel better. Yeah.
We're on television. Mm. Wednesday
okay,
night, 8:30 channel.
Take care, sweetheart.
Okay.
You interrupted
too.
Me.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wednesday night, 8:30, channel 20. Television on what they used to call cable vision. Now it's Altice. All right. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. That's the Inner Sight. Wednesday is the Inner Sight Night. And you got the show here. You got three shots Wednesday on Inner Sight. I witnessed proof a little over a year ago that the medical profession is very negligent and doesn't care about saving people's lives. Now, when Joe Arion was in the hospital, I went in to see him 3 or 4 times, you know, and he was, at the time, a couple of times I went in, he was conscious. And he understood everything, and he knew what he was saying, you know. And we had people come in. The nurse came in. The nun came in, you know. They completely disregarded what we said. They completely disregarded to contact Joe's doctor, who's not a medical doctor, Dr. Nan Liu. And, you know, for all I know, Joe could have had this virus. He had breathing trouble.
Oh, I don't know.
You know? And he did have a heart condition, which definitely would complicate the situation, you know. But the medical profession was horrible to him. Not only did they disregard his wishes to contact Dr. Liu, and I gave this stupid-ass nun the name and the website, and I think I gave her the phone number, too. Dr. Liu. And never, to my knowledge, was he contacted or consulted to try to help Joe. And they did it. They didn't do a damn thing to help him. They let him lay there. You know, he had a breathing trouble. All they gave him was intravenous, you know. And eventually he faded away and he passed away. So I witnessed how these medical people don't give one damn about a person. Only about the damn ass money.
They don't give a damn about being disabled either.
Yeah. And they were very condescending to him, too.
Oh, yeah.
And to me.
Yeah.
They completely disregarded what we said. So I believe that the same damn thing is happening with this virus with people. In many, many cases. I'm not going to say that nobody has died from the virus, you know, but I don't think it's half as bad as they're making it out to be. And I witnessed.
I think it is, but
what happened to Joe?
I think it is, Frank, but I take a different view on it. I think it is, and they're not reporting as much as we need to know. That's what I think.
They're not helping people the way they should.
Exactly.
They're not listening to people. They're not helping people.
Right. And I think it's much worse than it is.
These doctors,
and they're not bringing
in. Just like they wouldn't bring them in with Joe.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. But I think it's much
worse
than what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's much worse, though. They're not bringing in what.
How can it be much worse? Joe died. It's the same damn thing.
No, I'm saying
the same idea.
No, I'm saying I think that the virus is much less reported than what it should be, is what I'm saying.
I think that they don't know what the hell they're doing. It's all theory and guesswork.
A little bit of both, maybe.
You got to take care of yourself. You got to educate yourself. You got to build yourself up. Anybody can get a virus. You're never going to be able to prevent getting a virus in this world. The idea is to keep it in a certain place so it doesn't go in your lungs and kill you. And get over it. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. You know, it seems to me like when people are going to these hospitals, they're getting worse. That's when they're dying.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Hospitals are all a bacterial, you know, petri dish, you know.
You go to the damn hospital, you feel horrible, you can't breathe. Next thing you know, you're in the damn thing and you die. You know? So, learn, world. Learn how to combat, you know. Go to the people who have other types of healing. Listen to them. Turn them on. I'd like to get Gary on this show. Hear what he has to say.
Oh, God, that would be nice.
Gary Noel.
Maybe we can get him on the show.
Have we heard, has the news heard from Gary Noel at all?
I haven't heard anything from him.
No. I haven't heard one thing. You know? To try to call his office tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight around the world, 213-816-1620. 1650. When you're trying to save somebody's life, you kick ass. You go out. You do whatever you have to do to save that person's life.
That's true.
All right? And they're not doing that.
I agree with that.
They're walking around with their stupid-ass coats and their little friggin' things around their neck, and that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
There's life. There's plants. There's things that have been created to keep life going as much as possible.
That's true.
And most of these damn doctors have ruined the earth with these friggin' drugs, giving people drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to go to the bathroom. You got to urinate. You got to defecate. Where do you think all that crap goes? Into the water.
It's not filtered. Tell you that much.
There's a good way your virus could have come about right there.
Mm.
Who the hell knows? That's a mad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight. You got to laugh at these idiots. They're a bunch of idiots, most of them. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They go to school all those years, spend all that money, and they're a bunch of morons. And here's some, you come along with a little bottle of oil of oregano, and you help somebody, and they look like jackasses. And that's what they're afraid of.
Mm.
And they might not get their money.
It's not about money. It really isn't anymore. You know?
It
about
is about money.
Somebody.
What do you mean it's not about money?
No, it shouldn't be about
to
money.
To them it is.
It should be about keeping people alive.
Yeah, but to them it's about money. To the medical profession it's about money.
We know that, but it shouldn't be about money.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But that's the world. That's the way it operates, man, you know. I mean, look what's happening now. All these business people...
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them may not even be able to come back.
That's true. They're saying once you get on a respirator, that's it. They're saying,
No. I mean,
hard.
Open their business again.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, who knows?
Mm.
All right, inner sight. Tomorrow night's open mic. What are we talking about Wednesday?
We don't have titles Wednesday and Thursday yet, but things evolve and we
will had
have
we
one.
Had one, but I can't think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yours truly is not happy with this, the way this whole thing is being handled, you know, and the people that aren't being consulted who, for sure, could help.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, inner sight. James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Courts are closed now, but, you know, later on, I'm sure they'll open up again.
Mm.
And you may need... civil rights protection. Mahamundi. All right, we got to get out of here, but I want to thank everybody for listening. Once again, our prayers with Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England.
Yes.
Somebody out there, can you hear me in England? Get them that wild oil of oregano.
Yes,
try
get it. Mm-hmm.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, he's in ICU now. He should really get that. It would help.
All right. I want to thank all our listeners, everybody, callers, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and around the world, inner sight, tomorrow night, open mic, 631-224-3090. And don't be intimidated by a virus.
No.
You know, fight it. Stand up to it.
Yep.
Kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Kick its ass.
Kick
That's
it
what
down.
I intend to do. You know, the governor should get up there and say that. Kick this virus's ass. That's how he should address the people.
He keeps saying New York
people
tough.
People would relate to that, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they would.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Freedom advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.